This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, not to forget about our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, with the great job that everybody does, and all those also helping out in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, certainly a shout-out to you guys and gals. Thank you for all that you're doing. And let's not forget all the over-the-road truck drivers either out there battling the elements this week and coming up. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, where it's just a little bit cooler than what it is where I'm at, but not by much, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So it was 53 last hour out there. What is it now?
It's actually gone down to 50.
Oh, wow. Well, it's 57 here. So it's kind of holding its own at the moment, but we'll see. All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And that we underline and emphasize the two words, under God, too. So there you go. Now, I'm going to read something here because George took the time to write this. And I get it, George. I understand where you're coming from. So let me get up here and get it. This is to all the new drivers that are out there, the new truck drivers that are up there going up the into the snowstorm or into it already up the East Coast. He's reminding them that your truck, your semi, your box truck, moving truck, or whatever type of truck you're driving is not the same as your car. So take the time to keep your eyes moving. Always leave yourself and out on the highway. Always give yourself 10 seconds leeway time or the car in front of you. That's as if you can see it there, George. If we're going to get a wind, it's going to be blizzard conditions. You won't be able to see it, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Yeah, because sometimes it's 50 feet literally in front of your nose before you can or can't see things. And please do not slam on your brakes. He said when he lived in Pennsylvania in the Philadelphia suburbs, he did a 360 on the Blue Route because he couldn't stop in time with a moving truck type of vehicle. Scariest part of his life is what he said. Ladies and gentlemen who are driving for the first time, please be careful out there. Well, thanks, George. We appreciate that. And I'll tell you a little story about me. I was in a snowstorm with an empty trailer going from somewhere up in North Jersey down into South Jersey to load that trailer and with entertainment freedom, I'd add, and bring it down south to a concert that they were having. And it was in a snowstorm. And my wife was with me because my wife and I ran a team. That's what we did. And when we get a job where sometimes we'd have to be out on the road, I'd have to schedule my off time, take a day off or whatever to get the extra time to do it. Because basically anything up to New York and back was a day trip. It was a day trip up and a day trip back. Go think about that for a minute.
Wow.
But we were in a snowstorm coming south, and you couldn't see much, and I wasn't going that fast. And all of a sudden, I came up on a wreck in the middle of the New Jersey Turnpike. And, I mean, the road was blocked. And I had one choice. It was to go to the right and try to get my trailer over to the right of me, which I did. And I put it into a controlled, and this is hard to do. Ask anybody that knows about it. I put it into a controlled jackknife, but actually not without jackknifing my trailer. And I got by on the right side and then got it straightened around on the other side and just kept on trucking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be something to see.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could do it again ever, but I did it that night. And the Lord was with me. Otherwise, I would have wiped out a whole bunch of cars, and God only knows what would have happened there.
Wow.
And it was a multi-car pileup right in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no warning. Couldn't see it because it was snowing so hard. Just came up on it. Thank God I wasn't going that fast because I couldn't see either.
Right.
All right. Now, I want to talk about something in California, and I want to get your take on this because I saw this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are they doing now to the kids? Now, under a new proposed law in California, children as young as 12 could get any kind of vaccine, including the COVID vaccine, without either the knowledge or permission of their parents. Now, the problem with this law has nothing to do with vaccines itself. It's the danger in what it signals about the relationship that the state wants with their children. Right?
Well, that's right. Well, this new debate, obviously, it's not all that new, but it certainly is coming to the fore again in a very big way, and that is, do parents make decisions for their minor children, or does the state do that? Does the school district do that? And, you know, Captain, it seems to me that, you know, once again, you start down this road of, well, it's a public health emergency, and some kids aren't getting the vaccine, so we're just going to give them their own choice.
All right,
I don't know if that's a slippery slope.
Hold that thought, folks. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back. Jeff is going to take us to break. Kyle Warren and I will be right back right after this short 3-minute break. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
By the way, Jeff in Sarasota forgot to mention that we are the show prep for those early morning shows that come on at 6 o'clock and whatnot. They've been listening to us to find out what we've been talking about to see if there's something in there that they could use, so we do the show prep for them. And you're welcome, Mike Gallagher. Oh, wait a minute. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I've been taking religiously for 7 years. I take it twice a day, every day, keep it in my system because it works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. It's that simple. Now, I will tell you that the all-natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help my body to support its natural response to inflammation and swelling, which is a problem that I have, as well as pain, because this will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with what the problem is I'm having at the moment, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Now, the best part about it is, maybe my elbow hurts, maybe my shoulder hurts, maybe my wrist hurts, maybe my ankle hurts. It'll knock it all down to where it's tolerable or gone, one or the other, whatever. It's 100% drug-free. The ingredients that are in it are 100% good for you. It's something your body needs to have anyway. And all you need to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. There are no hidden charges, no club to join, no anything like that. And you have it in 3 to 5 days, or you can get it quicker if you want. 1995, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, COVID. We talked a little bit about this, and I found out a little bit more about it. Those at-home COVID tests that are coming from the Biden administration. You know, we're going to send you a COVID test free, and you'll get four of them, and you'll be able to test yourself and see how it's going and all that sort of stuff. But there may be a very nasty surprise with this. What's that surprise?
Well, they may not be accurate at all.
And why is that?
Well, they're coming direct from China, Captain.
Yeah, that says a lot. And unfortunately, these tests, a lot of them are defective, and they're not telling you about it. We are, but they're not.
Well, right. You know, it's...
It'll give you a false positive.
Well, that's true. And so, unfortunately, it doesn't look good, obviously, for the Biden administration to be trying to rely on the Chinese communist government to have a bunch of these tests.
Oh, no, say it ain't so.
Right.
Now,
well, I mean, and even the larger debate of where this thing came from, how it got out, what's it really doing, all this stuff. I mean, you know, and of course, the idea of more false positives, you know, in some weird way does play into the narrative of, you know, it's all over the place and everybody's getting it.
Well, that's why the Biden administration wants to use COVID to push a radical reset of education.
Well, that's exactly right. That society, the economy, you name it.
Yep. And they're trying very hard to say, well, you know, we're not going to be able to have class face-to-face and in person anymore because there's just too much going on. We'll have to continue this at-home learning. No.
No, there's so much data, Captain, about how harmful that really is.
Yeah. Now, speaking of data, a majority of voters think congressional Democrats are way too liberal and far too radical. How about that?
I'm not surprised. You know, they're doing exactly the kinds of things that would push a lot of people away. That becomes real repellent spray to so many voters.
Plus, they agree with the Senate GOP leader, Mitch McConnell, that voters do not want to fundamentally transform America.
They really don't. You know, ever since COVID hit and the shutdowns came and all that, people have been wanting to get back to normal. They were fundamentally happy with the way things were going.
Uh-huh.
Notwithstanding some of the different personality aspects of President Trump or how they perceived him, perhaps. But they certainly did not want to make this kind of radical change. It was not on their radar.
Now, a couple more things, and then we're going to get to a caller here. Although Democrats run the House, the Senate, and the White House, only 18% of Americans approve of the job performance being done by the Congress, according to the latest Gallup poll.
Well, you know, and who's in control of both houses of Congress?
Uh-huh.
Not surprising.
And then before we get to the caller, here's my last item here. Some 2,000 foreign contractors and nonprofits in 177 countries, including China, received more than $6.4 billion in United States federal pandemic response assistance between the spring of 2020 and the fall of 2021. This coming from a report from the U.S. Office of Inspector General's Pandemic Response Accountability Committee.
Wow. Just wow.
Including China.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to the phone line because we've got, yep, we do. We got Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Hey, you were talking about the home testing. Testing for viruses is a dumb luck either way. You got a false positive or false negative, it runs wild. The test for a virus is really hard. And some viruses, and I think some of it is COVID related, is impossible. And to tell you how much it's changed between Trump and Biden, all N95 face masks now come from China.
Yeah.
Well, Trump was trying to have that made in the United States for Americans, or some for export. Every N95 mask that you buy now has been manufactured in China. Do you really want your health to rely on the Chinese,
nope,
whether this thing works or not?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
And that's what you're seeing now. And I'm hoping beyond, I said the day that Biden took office. You got to give him, you know, a year to really screw up. Well, it took less than that, which kind of surprised me.
6 months.
Yep, that's it. 6 months. You know, he's well on his way before the 6 month mile marker. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just not get too optimistic. Republicans have got to go out there and work as hard as they've ever worked. I see right now a 75 to 80 seat pickup in the House. That's kind of where I'm at. It's going to be a tsunami. If the Republicans do it right, they could have power for years to come. Because I don't think people are going to forget the Biden years anytime soon, like the Republicans didn't forget the Carter years. So that's my 2 cents for the night, Captain. We're buying more junk from the Chinese now than we ever have.
So, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dan. You have a great night.
You too. You and Kyle both. All right.
Yep. Take care. All right. So, Kyle, what do you think?
No, I appreciate so much what Dan is saying. And certainly, you know, the idea of how much of a swing it may be in the House, for example, you know, we're going to know more, of course, as we get closer. But the make no mistake, the Democrats are going to work very hard to try to exploit COVID. They're going to exploit the Supreme Court nomination process with whomever that is. They're going to try to exploit whatever's happening in Ukraine. And there's going to be a full court press among some of the media, maybe not everybody, because some are starting to actually turn on Biden. They don't think that he's got it at all. And so it'll be very interesting to watch it play out.
Linda up in Michigan, LJ, is chiming in saying COVID will also be used as an excuse for mail-in voting and extended voting times and days during the election, another way to cheat. Yes, she's right.
Well, in California, it's a done deal now. Everybody gets mail-in ballots no matter what for the elections. And so California's already sort of gone off the deep end with that.
Yeah, and by the way, LJ, what's the temperature up there tonight? Let us know if we want it, because I'm at, let's see, what am I at right now? I'm at 56 right now, and what are you at?
I'm still 50 degrees.
Okay. Well, that beats 40.
Right.
And in the 30s come Sunday. Jeez, it's going to be just a cold weekend. All right, well, lawmakers have signaled to Secretary of State Tony Blinken that they want to stop the UN's unprecedented permanent inquiry targeting Israel, which is something that seems to be growing.
Well, sure. And, of course, you know, a lot of this, I mean, talk about politics, that's what that's about.
All right. Coming up to break, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren and I, the professor of politics, don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break because she's going to give you the phone number. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After announcing his retirement, President Biden thanked Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his decades of public service.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Experts say the front runner on the list of potential candidates is Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Justice Breyer.
Without a doubt, being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to move quickly to confirm a nominee. They're expected to use the same timeline they used for Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCN.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Remember, you catch him on many of these same stations, Sunday nights, 8 p.m., live, the three-hour Monster Cast that goes all across the countryside on many of these same stations. And, of course, he's also on during the daytime with the Daily Defense, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on many of these same stations, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. They are having a tremendous weekend sale on one of their very popular items, and they're they've added another 10% discount to it. You can save 60% right now if you buy the Giza Dreams Sheet Sets combination. And they come in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different colors. Pick the color you want. Maybe you want to get multiple colors, and away you go. But when I bought it, I got 50% off, and that was about a year ago or thereabouts. And now you can get 60% off, which is even better. That means that the set will be as low as $39.99. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and while you're there, click on the link to get you into the radio listener specials page. You'll see all kinds of things for sale there, about 150 or so items, and the items there will be marked down 50%, 67%, 75%, and you'll have many items there where you'll be able to buy one and get another one for a reduced price as well. They do it all right there, MyPillow.com. Now, again, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain. The word Captain gets you the reduced prices there. And if you want to call them up
and speak to them live in living color. The number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Check it out. Save yourself a bunch of money. This is the weekend to do it. And back to the drawing board, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I heard somebody chime in. I don't know. I guess that was the chat room. Oh, was it? It was LJ. She says it's 12 degrees there, going down to 9 degrees by morning. And she said her dog, Marty, is saying, ouch, too cold for the little guy to even bark.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah, I bet you he doesn't want to bark because that cold affects their lungs when they suck that cold down. All right. Now, the far left, Kyle, is eating up the left, according to AOC. Now, she scolded Biden and other Dems for stepping on the progressive agenda's toes by saying that they're not doing what they said they were going to do for the progressives. They're just not holding up their end of the bargain.
Well, they're not holding up their end of the bargain overall for the far left. They've done a lot of things that would please the far left, of course. But at the same time, Joe Biden hasn't held up his bargain with the American voter, where they
gave the impression
that he was going to govern from the center. He was going to be a moderate. He was going to, sort of quell all of the stuff that was going on during the Trump administration in terms of how it was being framed by many in the news media. But they came in day one and started making everything bad. It's just that simple.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, this is something that the people with the crypto currencies, the people that invest in the crypto, and I'm going to talk to Chris Markowski about this. But speaking at a virtual event held on Tuesday by the USC Gould School of Law, Ryan Corner from the IRS Criminal Investigations Los Angeles Field Unit said that both the NFTs and the cryptocurrencies are becoming a growing area of concern for regulators and tax collectors as they're steadily becoming more mainstream.
Well, right. Of course, those NFTs, those are the non-fungible tokens. And it's, very sort of a strange thing that these are. Somehow you own something, but nobody else can own it. But, it's supposedly unique. But also the cryptocurrency thing, Captain, there shouldn't be anything that really begins to supplant, obviously, the dollar. There are some countries that would love to see the dollar supplanted as the world currency, basically, though.
Yeah, now, that's true. And we'll see where this goes, because there's a lot of nonsense going on here.
Well, it really is. And one of the things, Captain, that sort of gets to me sometimes is you give it the bandwagon test. If it feels like a bandwagon that everybody's getting on, it often is a red flag, I think. Because I don't know much about cryptocurrencies or things like that. But it just seems like it's one of those things that you can talk about at parties. You have cryptocurrency? Oh yeah, I got cryptocurrency. and nobody's really thought it through yet of what it means.
Now, a doctor who's been offering free telehealth services for COVID-19 patients during the pandemic says that early treatments for COVID-19 work, claiming that he has a 99.99% survival rate. That's pretty impressive, right?
It is.
He went on to say, and I quote, "We have a team of volunteer-free doctors that donate their time to help treat these patients that come to us via the Internet." The man's name is Dr. Ben Marble, the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com, an online medical consultation service. And I've seen this for quite a while. He said this at a roundtable discussion, by the way, which was hosted by Senator Ron Johnson on the 24th of January.
Well, right. And when we look at how everything has evolved with COVID, and by that I mean the perception of it, the treatment of it, it's so sad that we weren't able to really let a thousand flowers bloom on what it was, what was working, and have sort of mission-specific things that could be done. And I think the powers that be, as it were, they wanted to go down a road that was only one size fits all.
Okay, and unfortunately, and this is sad news, and I hate to continue to report this, the officers at least are alive, and it sounds like they're going to make a recovery. But three Houston, Texas police officers were shot yesterday as the war on police continues. And this guy that they stopped, they did manage to catch him later. This guy that they stopped, he was, let's see here, let me get this right. He was wanted on a warrant and was here illegally again in the country. Sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, you know, Captain, you have a lot, you have some people that say President Trump incited people on January the 6th and he caused an insurrection and this kind of thing. But, Captain, how many people went out there, especially during the summer of 2020, demonizing the police and creating an atmosphere by which people now devalue the police? They've dehumanized the police, and they think that it's okay to go and take out the police. This isn't funny anymore.
And wait till you hear this. There is a judge they're considering, a woman they're considering, a black judge, to go on the Supreme Court who actually subscribes to defunding the police.
Well, that hopefully will come out in any kind of a hearing if she was ever nominated. But that being said, Captain, the Democrats are hell-bent to create simply another extension of Democrat party line votes in the Supreme Court. And if we lose that, if we lose the sanctity of the court as being something that decides for all the people based on the merits, you know, we're gonna lose our republic, I hate to say.
Well, I hope not.
Well, me too. That's why it's important to continue to get the information out there. It's important to talk about these things. What they've done with the specter of racism is tried to shut down any debate about ideas. Because if you disagree with somebody and they happen to be of a particular skin color or race and you disagree with them, suddenly you're a racist. As opposed to you have a different idea and want to debate it and use things like argumentation.
Yeah, right. Very much so. Very much so. Now, just taking a look at something quickly here before we go to our break and come back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got more good news and bad news. The GDP and the interest rate are up. We've been told that things are doing a little better, you know, as far as our businesses and whatnot. But the people are not doing better because any savings that they've received, any money that they've gotten in terms of bonuses or anything like that, was long since eaten up.
It has been. And that's one of the reasons why Biden is so unpopular, I think.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here, and we're going to let Mark take us to break here. So go ahead, Mark.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I see the girls, the fine dressed in their song.
could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Alrighty, that is the Rolling Stones and Paint It Black. And Kyle, there was a, I forget what the heck it was called, but it was a Vietnam television show every week, and this was the music they played to it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it was back, I think it was back in the 80s, but anyway, it was what it was. Okay, you take it away out west, and then I got a bunch of stuff.
All right, folks, we are looking at some high wind warnings. This is going to be along I-25 in southern Wyoming near Wheatland as you head towards Cheyenne. And if you're heading west out of Cheyenne on I-80 past Laramie, you're going to encounter a winter weather advisory, of course, so that's going to be on your way up to Elk Mountain. So be very careful there as well. Also, high wind warning, this is going to be along I-90 between Columbus and Livingston up in Montana. And then also, we've got dense fog continuing around Seattle and dense fog in Oregon. This is going to be in northeastern Oregon around the area of Enterprise. So other than that, we have a pretty quiet map, which is good tonight. But again, be careful up in the high mountain passes. It's very cold, 20 degrees in some places, and you want to make sure that you have your fuel just right.
Oh, yeah. And when we're talking about temperatures, once again, the eastern part of North Dakota, to include the Canadian border, Minot, all the way down to Fargo, and about 100 miles west of there, almost all the way to Bismarck, we got below zero temperatures up there tonight. Northern part of Minnesota, the same. Northern central part of Iowa, the same. We do have... We do have something going on now here in Chicago. We've got some snow right there along the lake, the way the wind's blowing, and looks like the Windy City's going to be a whiter city by morning. We've got some snow that's also teed up off Lake Erie, around Erie, Pennsylvania, over into southwestern New York, Dundee, Fredonia. And then the upstate portion of New York State tonight, not only is it cold, it's snowing up off the lake all the way from just north of Oneida Lake, Jefferson and Lewis counties. You're going to get probably 7 to 8 inches of snow between now and morning, maybe more. We'll see. And then we've got to talk about what's going on down here along the East Coast, as well as coming out of West Virginia and the mountains of Virginia, mountains of Maryland, mountains of North Carolina, eastern part of Tennessee. We have that low-pressure system with that snow that's catching up to and almost caught up to the system going up the East Coast that's developing. Now, that is going to be your classic nor'easter. However, with the winds that are going to be associated with this going up the Jersey coast, going up around Long Island, you could have areas where as hard as it's going to be snowing, you might not be able to see because you'd have blizzard conditions with the cold weather temperatures and with the snow. So you're going to have to be careful, very careful, along the I-95 corridor going up and down all the way to Boston and further all the way to Nova Scotia where this snow is going to go. It's going to follow the I-95 corridor from Jersey and Maryland and Delaware, and even Virginia, north of Washington, D.C., right on up the coastline. And we're going to have some pretty heavy winds. It's not going to be pretty, Kyle. Not going to be pretty at all. And this is the classic nor'easter storm.
It really is. It really is. It's going to be a very, very significant.
Okay, so give us about 20 seconds or so on the Violent Flying J, and then tell us about your show.
All right, folks, simply go over to pilotflyingj.com, find out the location nearest you as you travel around the highways and byways. Don't forget to join the Drivers Club, download the My Report, My Rewards Plus app, and track all your points for all the things that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You'll also get some great offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, and we'll have a lot to talk about because of the snow up the East Coast.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we appreciate Fred down in Fort Lauderdale chiming in. And let's go to the phone line real quick. And we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. I hear you in the wind up there. All right.
Good morning.
Yeah. Fred just chimed in and said, what a rub to learn that Joe O'Biden free home test kits are produced in communist China. Well, yeah,
right.
They are. By the way, so aren't all the N95 masks.
And I think it was Mel yesterday who called in and said it so profoundly that they clothe us, they feed us, and they provide our health care.
Yeah. Well, we might need help. If you're using anything from China, with all of the stuff that's come out of there, would you put an N95 mask on your face from China?
No.
I think that'd be asking for big time trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell you're putting on your face. I'm not being facetious here. I'm just telling you.
I get it. Yeah, it was Bill Hemmer a couple of days ago. You know, he got his COVID test in the mail. I think he ordered a couple of them. It came in the mail, and he said, you know, right there on the news, well, isn't this cool? It comes from China.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the real world. And, again, this is not because of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump wanted to get away from all that.
Well, there was kind of an emergency order that was placed by the Biden administration in order to get not only more masks, but the tests. There was a big brouhaha about all that a couple of weeks ago. And so, working on the pricing and the quantity and the delivery, blah, 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 blah. Well, the contract hadn't even been signed or sent. And then I guess when it finally did happen, it went to China. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, yeah. Not fine from where I'm sitting. I just don't trust them.
Well, I don't either. We shouldn't.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more, and Denise Simon, too, right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. We shall return, and let me see here. Where'd he go? Let's see if I can get Jeff in here real quick.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.